This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock.
Mortis, Dr. Michael Young. Doc, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I appreciate it. What does Al Gore Mortis mean? What is that? I don't understand that part.
Well, Al Gore Mortis is actually a Latin phrase. We're all familiar with rigor mortis,
yep,
which is the stiffening of a body. Algor mortis is the physiological change that occurs that the body cools after death. And so that is how coroners can assess when the time of death occurred, based upon the fact that we know a body cools at 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit per hour. So that is important in this murder mystery I wrote, which is really predicated on research that I was doing when I shortly left practice in my quest to design a new surgical instrument. And so it's simply a very clever murder mystery based in a hospital setting that is predicated on a surgical device. And I thought it would be an interesting twist as opposed to the normal murder mysteries that are involving a gun or a knife. I was in practice for about 30 years as a urological surgeon. And about 2.5 years ago, I became somewhat fed up, if you will, with the state of healthcare and wanted to write about it. And that prompted my first book, The Illness of Medicine. And since that time, I transitioned into the innovation and development of surgical instruments at the University of Illinois. And it was during that time period that I was working on this other medical device that I decided to write about that.
Okay.
But I left medicine. I wanted to write about it and talk about it, and that is how we got here.
Okay. And so we're here today to talk about predominantly more about the other book, The Illness of Medicine, and you've got some thoughts on how to fix the unfixable healthcare system. I talk about this often on my show. I feel as though there are a lot of issues, whether it's immigration or taxes or, you know, the war machine and infrastructure, that we can sit down and we can figure out a way to fix, right? There's sort of an approach to go and fix these kinds of issues. Healthcare seems like everything you fix in healthcare, something else breaks. What's your approach to all of this?
Well, I think in order to understand the solution, we first have to break down the problem. And it is painfully obvious, I think, to most, you know, the expression, the answer is money, now ask me a question. The problem in healthcare, of course, is the flow of money. But more importantly, I would argue that it has become almost a change in the philosophy of healthcare businesses, that they are more entrenched in the business of healthcare than they are in the actual business of taking care of the ill. It has become a commodity. Our health has become a commodity, and unfortunately, our insurance premiums, our health has become something that is bartered and traded, manipulated, and unfortunately, we, the consumer, have absolutely no control over the product we just bought. You know, if you purchase anything, you at least have control over it. This, you have none. And in fact, if you even try to call a hospital to find out the cost of perhaps a knee replacement or a hernia repair, any medical issue that you have upcoming, even electively, when you ask that information, you don't get an answer. Instead, you get another question. And that question that the hospital asks you is, what's your insurance? So the cost of your health care is predicated upon the opaque contract that the hospital has made with your insurance organization, all the multiple layers of that. So the point, again, that I'm trying to make is that it's the business of medicine that is the issue. To answer your question, Lee, how do you resolve it? How do you resolve this flow of money? I think if we simply eliminated all of the privatization that is occurring, all of the fragmented care that is occurring, both in the administrative costs, in the bartering between companies, et cetera, if we had a single-payer system, and I would argue that that would not eliminate all of the problems, but you would certainly eliminate the price gouging that is occurring, the effects that is occurring to the consumer. If you look at the VA system is a perfect socialized healthcare system. And I'm not promoting socialized healthcare, but I'm simply stating that if we look at that system, that is one where the government funds it, the government owns the facilities, and the government provides the physicians, etc. So that is a pure system of socialized healthcare, and yet 95% of vets would prefer to keep that. People who have that want that. And so if we take the politicalization of these terms out and simply focus on the problems, I think we can resolve them more appropriately. So I am an advocate of a single-payer system, but being an American and being a capitalistic society, I don't think it's reasonable that we would eliminate all private health care industry. And I think if somebody has the means, they can afford to pay for an additional sum to an individual to take care of them, wonderful. Go ahead. I would like to see a baseline of public health care in that manner. And then again, if individuals want to have their own private, go at it.
So what would you get for your private health care in your system? So in other words, if I am under the single payer and I get sick and I need dialysis every couple times a week, so am I going to get that under the single payer, or is that something that's only going to be to the wealthy?
No. The point is everyone is covered.
Well, but there's got to be a cutoff, though, somewhere, because somewhere it doesn't become economically feasible, does it? And that's the way it is now, but I'm saying there's got to be a point where it no longer is economically feasible to keep somebody alive under a single payer because either they're too old or they're too sick. How will that work?
Well, I think, then we start getting into these philosophical questions of how much is too much. We do know, for instance, that 90% of health costs occur in the last 10 days of a person's life. When do you cut that off? I am not in a position to start making these political, philosophical, religious decisions, but these are certainly, that's a very valid question that needs to be addressed. I think if we try to look at the problem as a whole, I mean, there's going to be these exceptions that need to be obviously worked out, but I think this current system we have, Lee, is unsustainable. We have the most costly healthcare system in the world, and I would argue it is certainly not the best. I think we're 30th on the list in the world of longevity. We have a relatively high rate of infant mortality. So we may have the best technology, we may have the best innovation, but it's our application of this that is way off track. And many other countries. In fact, I was in Germany 6 weeks ago, and someone I was with needed health care. They got it. They saw a specialist. They were treated in and out, and the cost was $100 or 100 euros. If the same person from Germany was in the United States, they'd probably have a $3,000 or $4,000 ER bill. It would be partially treated and be told to see a specialist. And there they have a system which is predicated on health care for all. And if someone wants to add to that a private insurer for particular care or a particular person, they're welcome to do so. So I do think we need a stratified system, but we need a baseline system that covers everyone. I think if we do so, the economics of our country would improve because we have a stronger active working force. There will be fewer ER visits, which are taxing the system horribly. And I think we would have much better health care. The way people are going now to ERs when they have a problem as opposed to office visits because they can't afford them, they can't find the time for them, et cetera, is just tearing the system down.
We're talking to Dr. Michael Young. Got a couple of books out. One is The Illness of Medicine, which we're talking about right now. So if your friend didn't pay in the other country to get that health care, somebody did, right? So somebody had to pay for that.
We have a payer system for all, right? I guess one could say in the ACA this was going to be the public option.
Right.
Right? We're going to have a tier for everyone, every American. And then if somebody of means or wealth, what have you, has the ability, if one wants to drive a Yugo, it'll get you there. But if I prefer to drive a Lexus and I can afford the Lexus in America, I think I should be able to purchase that Lexus.
Sure.
Similarly with my insurance. If I can afford that higher level of assurance that allows me to see Dr. X,
right,
who lives next door to me, I feel I should be able to do that. And this, of course, is a bit different than, say, the socialized plan of Bernie Sanders, which, of course, eliminates all privatization. And I don't agree with that.
His name is Dr. Michael Young, and we are talking today about the unfixable health care system. And he's trying to provide a few answers for us here as we're doing it on the USA Radio Network. You can email me some questions, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. Feel free to send a message up on my Facebook page, or Twitter, whatever. But we'll come right back. We'll talk a little bit more. We'll get into some more details. Once again, we are chatting with Dr. Michael Young about the potentials of a two-tier or single-payer healthcare system.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice
usually
gets worse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000. $1,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Again, you can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. We are having a fascinating discussion, one which I certainly don't agree with the doctor on most of it, or a lot of it anyway. There are some things that we match up with, but we're talking about health care and his ideas on how to fix it. If your plan, let's say, was in place, we have basic care for everybody. Everybody gets life-saving care. And I don't know, there have to be a certain amount of money that would come out of our paychecks and taxes to make this all possible.
Absolutely.
It may not actually be, you may actually save money in the end, depending upon what your health care premiums are every single month. So I know people go crazy and they jump up and down when they hear about this, but there is some merit. But who decides what doctors are in the care for everybody? Because I would think if you're a doctor who has gone to school for X amount of years and put in a lot of time, you don't want to be part of that system that takes...
Actually, no. Many physicians like that because, for instance, currently today, 40% of physicians are owned by a corporate structure. And that is another issue. But the fact is you are alleviating that physician of all of the requisites of running a business on top of running a medical practice. If that business component is taken out for the physician, that alleviates a tremendous amount of stress. And in terms of the cost, as you mentioned, yes, we are going to be taxed for this. On the other hand, what one is paying right now in terms of copays and deductibles is outrageous. I personally had a health care plan that had a $12,000 deductible. This is as a healthy individual, plus I'm paying $10,000 a year for a premium. So it could cost me up to $22,000 per year as a healthy individual who has never had an operation in his life. So if we had this higher taxation but eliminate all those copays and deductibles, I would argue that what I'm actually paying would be less.
You being a doctor, and you want to make as much money as possible. You're a capitalist. You're a doctor. There are a lot of doctors out there who fit that bill. Not all of them, but some do. What happens to those doctors? They just become doctors that are outside the system?
No. I have to say that the great majority of physicians go into medicine because they want to practice medicine. I teach at, as I mentioned, at the University of Illinois. I see these medical students. They are engrossed in healthcare, in medicine. They're not talking dollar bills. They're talking about how do I do the right thing, and I think that's the majority of physicians. I do think that most physicians would accept this system. They want to practice medicine. They enjoy practicing medicine. Now, will they make the same salaries they used to? Well, if they go into a particular privatization, sure they could. But again, then they're dealing with all these other issues. And it gets more complex when you add in liability and the cost of medical malpractice insurance, et cetera, that perhaps if one was in the public sector, that would be taken care of. When you have neurosurgeons paying $250,000 a year or cardiovascular surgeons paying or obstetricians paying $250,000 a year for medical malpractice insurance.
Right.
You know, to pay that bill, you've got to make triple that.
So would that all go away? That stuff would go away if it was under the umbrella of the government?
Yes. If a physician is within the public sector, just as I mentioned with the VA system, as I was describing earlier, these costs go away to the physician, and I think you enter a whole different realm of healthcare, one that I would imagine would be much more pleasant to practice in than we currently have, where, again, the physician is not only trying to manage the health of the patient, but trying to manage the business of his employees, the HR issues, et cetera, et cetera. So is it going to be perfect? No, but I think we will get better healthcare for more people, and I think in the long run it will be less costly.
His name is Dr. Michael Young. It's a fascinating conversation, and one I appreciate him sticking around for. Doc, if you don't mind, I'd like to keep you just one more break, and we can talk a little bit more, because healthcare is so vital. It's so very, very important, and every idea has some merit, even though, like I said before, we probably don't agree on much of this stuff. I do think that the free market needs to reign in some capacity, and we can circle back to that in just a couple of minutes. Stick around, everybody. Come back with a little bit more from Dr. Michael Young. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. There's still tension between Iran's supreme leader and President Trump, despite Iranian militia members withdrawing from the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. In comments reported by the Iranian media Wednesday, the supreme leader blames the United States for violence in Iraq. Republican Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida is praising President Trump's response.
Well, I think the president made the right move here, that the Iranians, through their militias in Iraq, thought they could hit us and hit our bases without much of a response. The president responded very strongly. That's what the Iranian regime respects. This was their counter move to get their militias to stage these protests.
Walt speaking there on Fox News, and your final numbers on Wall Street. Another record high for the Dow as it finished up 330 points to close the day at 28,869. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the product.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie, and I've got a very interesting guest, Dr. Michael Young. Now, the industry of medicine, including insurance companies and big pharma and medical corporate, the structure itself, it all appears to be driven by profits. And the question is, you know, why do doctors get involved with medicine in the first place, which is always an interesting conversation, although people should be allowed to make whatever they can make. If they're a great doctor, they should make more than somebody who's a poor doctor. That's capitalism. But at the same time, we do have to figure out a way to balance the scales, because you really can't turn your back. We're just not that type of race, right? The human race is not going to turn their back on people in distress. We just don't do it. So it's a fine line, a difficult line, an interesting line, and a challenging line to try to make this work from a healthcare standpoint. No, in the Constitution, it doesn't say that you have a right to healthcare. It certainly doesn't. But if someone drops down and is clutching their heart on the city street, on the corner somewhere in Las Vegas or Seattle or St. Louis or Long Island, well, he's going to get care. And in the end, somehow, some way, it's going to get paid for. And what's the best system so that the middle class doesn't get gouged, right? The ultra rich, they can figure out a way to pay for it. And the very poor, they're going to get it for free. But it's the rest of us sitting here in the middle class that wind up in the end getting burned. So how do we fix that? To me, it's been consistently the most difficult problem for us to try to overcome. Doctors themselves are growing frustrated to the point of leaving the profession. In fact, we're having a shortage of doctors. Nurses and other teams are drowning in over-documentation, right? I have a wife who's a physical therapist. That's what she does. And she is buried. Every night she comes home with a stack of files she has to write. And it's just overwhelming. It turns a 10-hour day into a 14-hour day sometimes. And she just doesn't flat out get paid enough, nor do a lot of people. So Dr. Michael Young is here to discuss his experiences with the challenges of healthcare and the delivery system and all of that. If you want to send me a message, I'll try to pass a question along. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Now, we've had him for a couple of segments, and we'll keep him for just this one more, because there are still some questions that I need answers. And he is a actual practicing physician for 3 decades. He's the author of The Illness of Medicine. All right, Doc. In the beginning, you mentioned a couple of numbers, some stats about how we weren't as, let's say, highly rated as we may think we are when it comes to healthcare. But in saying that, more often than not, don't people come here whenever there's a serious major surgery, if they have the means, don't they try to get here to get that done?
We have, yes, because we have the technology and the innovation. There is no question we're leaders in that development. So, yes, patients do want to come here for that advanced treatment that they can't get in their home country. They simply may not have the equipment to do it where we do. That's a fact. We are better equipped for that. But how we manage our health care for our own citizens, I think, is not up to par with other countries. And you're going to see exceptions of certain areas. This is not perfect.
Right.
I'm not trying to achieve perfect. Look at the ACA. When it came out, everyone was very upset that it was not as good as intended. It was not a finished product. It was a starting point. And I think we have to realize that this current direction that we're headed in healthcare is not sustainable. It will not work down the line. So we have to make changes, and there's going to be a give and a take. When Medicare first came out in 65, it didn't look like it does today.
Yeah.
All of these things are tweaked along the way.
Why do you think, you know, most of the folks on the right are adamant against the single-payer scenario?
Well, those are the same people that say, don't take away my Medicare. Because I think they have been, it's been drummed into them, these politicized statements about these issues. And when you say socialized health care, they go nuts. And yet, if they're vets and Republican on the right, perhaps they love the health care they're getting, but don't realize it's socialized. They've just been told socialized is wrong. So I think we need to take the stigma and the connotations out of these terms, and let's work at solutions based upon the problem as opposed to naming these solutions and then trying to squeeze them into a hole or a category that fits a particular political party. Let's fix the problem and not the blame. Let's look at how do we fix it. I think maybe single payer is the wrong name. Maybe universal health coverage. Maybe we need a different name for it, but it accomplishes the same thing, and then people will accept it. Just as many on the right, as you stated, are very upset, yet they don't want to lose their Medicare, which is, in a sense, a socialized type of health care.
Right.
But if you say it's socialized, well, then they get all upset and start shaking their heads. But the name has these connotations that they don't agree with rather than a solution that they already do.
I find that there are too many people who go bankrupt because of medical conditions. I find that it's very frustrating.
It's the leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States is healthcare-related issues.
Right.
45% of Americans would struggle to pay an emergency $500 medical bill today.
Right. Right.
We're teetering. As I said, this is not sustainable. This can't continue. As the costs continue to rise, healthcare premiums are going up a minimum of 4% a year, with wages at maybe 2%. You don't have to be a mathematician to figure out at some point the two lines cross, and the payer of those premiums will not be able to afford those premiums anymore.
Are you nervous about, though, ingenuity? We're a great country when it comes to whether it's a drug, doctors making new discoveries, whatever, that motivation will disappear because there's not, and I hate to keep going back to this, but you know, man is driven by the almighty dollar in a lot of cases. I know you say that doctors get into the business for maybe all the right reasons, but there also is a...
Well, no, I'm a realist.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously...
So, a drug company that can't make X amount of dollars isn't going to try to produce that drug. So what happens then to the ingenuity?
I think, you know, if a drug company's making 20% profit today, they could cut that down by 50%, make 10% profit, and they would still survive. You're looking at drug costs. A patient I recently saw just down the street, who I had prescribed a drug for before, the drug was $900 in the United States. He got it for $27 from Canada. The same drug. The exact same drug. So I don't have a bleeding heart for the pharmaceutical industry, which for years has been taking advantage of our health care flaws. If you look at the pharmaceutical industry, they're spending 2 to 4 times as much in promotion of their drug as they are in R&D of the drug. So they have the money.
But how do you you legislate the amount of profit a company can make? Can you do that?
Well, we tried to do it with the banks. We have tried to regulate, and I would argue that one of the problems in healthcare is a lack of regulation. If you're talking about drug prices, Congress passed a bill, I want to say it was in the late 70s, that they can't interfere on Medicare prices that the pharmaceutical industry charges. I think when it comes to health care, which is, in my perspective, a right, that it has to be regulated. We have FDA regulations. We have pollution regulations. You know, we as a society are going to sing or swim together on this issue because it will drag us down.
Doc, listen, great stuff. I appreciate the time today. I got to run. I'm running super late. But Dr. Michael Young, The Illness of Medicine is the name of the book.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the time today. Where can they get the book quick?
It can be purchased on Amazon. It can be purchased through my publisher at gmbooks.com. Listeners can go to my website, michaeljyoungmd.com, for more information. It's there.
All right, Doc, I appreciate your time. I know you're swamped. I know you're busy. Thank you very, very much. And we'll talk down the road for sure. But without question, this whole healthcare debacle upside down, you know, why does it cost? $1,000 for something in this country, a shot or an EpiPen, whatever, but some other place it costs pennies on that dollar. Like, why are we doing that? Why do we have to go down that road? Or, you know, back to my MRI that I had like less than a month ago. I pay insurance every single month. I pay a lot for insurance, and I get an MRI. It's not like I spend a lot of money on health care. I still don't tax the system, if you will, yet I'm paying $1,000 on top of whatever it is that I pay because I had to get an MRI on my Achilles tendon. It wasn't even a life and death thing, and I got to dig for $1,000 extra in my pocket. And there's no reason why hardworking families who are responsible should ever, ever, ever go bankrupt due to health care. It's something we have to figure out a way how to fix it. It's as simple as that. So anyway, my name again is Lee Elsie. I get the honor and the privilege tonight to fill in for Wayne Allen Root. I get that honor and privilege often, and it's great to get up here on the USA Radio Network and talk to all of you guys from as far away as California, Las Vegas, St. Louis, San Antonio, Oklahoma, and everywhere in between. Of course, our friends out here on the East Coast with a lot of great listeners in Long Island and New York, and certainly in my home base here in Connecticut. All right, listen, we will take a break. One final timeout. We'll come back and we'll sort of put a bow on 2019. Right? Moving forward, this is the first show, the first official show for 2020, and we'll put a bow on 2019 and wrap it up. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Policy forms and availability vary by state.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, proudly filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. And we're almost done. 3 hours come and go. It goes like a blink of an eye, I'll tell you. So, when I was growing up, I mean, I'm in my early 50s, very early in my 50s. And, you know, there was talk of flying cars by the year 2000, et cetera, et cetera. Well, a bunch of scientists, and there were different news publications that made all these different kinds of predictions for what we would see by the time we got to 2020. Now, a lot of the predictions for the turn of the century, the year 2000, came up, you know, short or weak, or we don't have flying cars, we're not transported across the world like Star Trek. There's a lot of things that we didn't get to. I mean, we did get to a lot. Technology has been miraculous. But here are some predictions that supposedly we were to see by 2020 that really haven't necessarily come true. Some of them are close. Life expectancy will rise to over 100. Now, I think this is coming. I'm a firm believer in that. I think we're probably, sadly, this is, I'm laughing, but it is kind of sad. I think within the next couple of generations, they will figure out a way to extend life. 150 years, maybe 200 years, life expectancy will be over 100. I do think that's coming. I don't think there's any question about that. Now, what that will do to the planet, I don't know. I mean, the resources, the space, I don't think it'll be a good thing necessarily, but I do think that's coming. Computers will be invisible. Now, I don't understand that, what that even means, but they're making the prediction, they made the prediction that by 2020 the computers would be invisible. But I guess that's kind of true if you're talking about Alexa or any of these things that you can talk to and have them do stuff for you. So essentially it's kind of invisible, right? Let's see. Books will be dead. I mean, books aren't necessarily dead. Paperbacks, hardcovers aren't dead, but it's different, right? Books aren't selling the way they used to. Kindles and those kinds of things are sort of leading the charge with that. But, you know, I think if you look at, like, school books and stuff like that, that's gone. Those days are history, man. Your every move will be tracked. Another prediction for 2020 that I guess it kind of has come true, right? You cannot walk down a city street without there being some kind of surveillance that's happening to you right now. If you're in any major metropolis, New York, L.A., Chicago, wherever, I mean, anywhere where there's any people in buildings, there are devices that are tracking your movements. End of story. It's happening. Whether you like it or not, if you got a cell phone, you're being tracked. You can be tracked. And if you're walking down Main Street in any big city in a country, or Broadway, New York City, there's facial recognition stuff that's going on. And if there's a crime committed, they go back and look at surveillance. You're on video almost everywhere. The world's population will reach 8 billion. We're close. That's actually close. We're almost there. China will be the world's largest economy. Another prediction that's very close to being true. We'll have self-driving cars. That was a prediction made for 2020. We're there. I mean, we haven't perfected that technology, but we will. You know, again, I'm 53. Before I'm finished, I firmly believe, knock on wood, barring some horror show, I mean, I think trucks will move goods and certain products, not services, but goods across the country by driverless vehicles. That will happen in our lifetime. I don't think there's any question about that. And I think people will enjoy that. I think people will get used to that. I like to drive, but I think if you grew up and got used to getting in your car and doing work or talking on the phone or whatever, or just sitting there or sleeping and getting to work. I mean, if you had an hour commute to work every day and you could take a nap on your way in and on your way home, you would do it. Everybody would do it. So that's a prediction that I think will come true as well. It'll be normal to retire at 70. Yeah. Okay, I can see that coming. Americans will vote electronically from home. I can see that coming. That's, again, another prediction that was made for 2020. Let me see what else we got. Cars will be able to go months without refueling. We're trying to get there, but we haven't gotten there yet. Global surface temperature will increase. That's happened, even though we don't want to admit to global warming. The temperature has spiked. What's the reason behind it? That remains a debate for sure. But yep. By 2020, they predicted that we'll step foot on Mars. That hasn't happened yet. But I guess with the rovers and stuff like that landing, technically, we've been there, right? Technically. Anti-gravity belts will revolutionize warfare. That was the prediction that was made, but that hasn't happened. And nuclear will replace natural gas. We're going away from nuclear. That's a falsehood. Americans will work 26-hour work weeks. You got to admit, that would be fabulous, wouldn't it? I mean, if you could go to work 26 hours, what's that, for 4 or 5 hours a day? 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, or 6.5 hours a day, 4 days a week. Would you do it? Of course you'd do it. You'd love it. You'd love it for a second. All right. Listen, I got to run. I'm out of time. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you very much, Chris. It's always a lot of fun sitting in the big seat. Wayne will be back tomorrow night, so make sure you tune in. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered. See ya.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.